This is the meditation for recognizing your importance by activating your perceptional filter of seeing yourself as powerful. This will help you activate your soul mission on Earth. So take a deep breath and go into the vertical flow of energy within your system. Breathe in and experience this beautiful circulating energy along your vertical tube. Along this pathway, as the energy comes down, from the top down, and then from the bottom up, you are circulating it within your vertical tube. Good. Expand your energy upwards and downwards, 3 feet above your head and 3 feet under your feet. Notice how your bubble of energy becomes bigger. Now, the more charge you bring into your vertical flow, the bigger the bubble of your energy field will become. So practice that. Bring a little bit more energy into your vertical tube. And notice how your energy bubble, the space you're occupying, got bigger. Extend your vertical flow further up and further down, perhaps not just 3 feet, but maybe 5 or even 10. You will notice your bubble will get much bigger to match the energy charge inside your vertical tube. Good. Make sure you're breathing. From this place, what is your soul view on being powerful? What does it mean to your higher self and your soul to be empowered? Good. Now, shift to your regular personality. From your personality view, your ego, your lower self, what does it mean to have power? Notice how that answer was different. For what perceived limitation, perceived scarcity, was your lower self or ego compensating? Why did it want power? What was this desire based on? Which powerlessness was it trying to fix by wanting power? Be honest with yourself. Good. Now shift back to the flow in your vertical tube. And make that energy really potent. Notice this flow extended above your head and beyond your feet, 5 feet or even 10 if you can. So your bubble is really big. Relax inside that space. And feel the power of the current that is right now resonating through your vertical flow. Good. Now from that place, look into yourself. Which of the missions here on Earth resonate the strongest for you? Being a teacher, an educator, This is not about a profession as a teacher. This is about naturally enlightening others through some sort of media, words or otherwise. Is that something that's resonating with you? How about being a genetic alchemist? This is a mission when we, through our body, transmute different energies. When we sign up in order to transmute something, that something could be even difficult, could be even painful, but we choose to serve by utilizing our body to transmute it. What about being a resonator? That means you are resonating energy naturally that is more harmonious than the space around you. You are harmonizing space or another person or environment by the fact of being connected to it. Or the mission of a grid worker. That is a mission related to working with the planetary grids, with the morphogenic fields on the planet, with consciousness on the large scale. Or being an acupuncture needle. That means a person enters into different environments in order to download a particular frequency. People who are needles like that tend to travel a lot or feel called to be brought into a particular place. Even if it just means to sit on a rock there during that moment for 5 minutes. But whatever the reason is, it's not always related to people, it's related to being in a particular place in the planetary environment. Another mission is an imprinter of water. This is the ones of you who resonate with the water the strongest. Water is one of the most potent frequencies on this planet, and it's the most imprintable. So there are missions where people actually resonate different codes into water, which could be planetary water, it could be personal water, could be focusing on self-healing or some sort of an internal process of amplifying this resonance, but related to water. Those people are also really connected to emotions. Being an imprinter of water is very emotional feeling type of incarnation. A mission of healer. Again, doesn't have to be a profession, a job, but being a healer is someone who naturally brings healing, harmonizing, comfort to others, to the environments, to different species. A mission of being guardian of species. This is when you connect to a particular species on this planet. May that be a plant, or an animal, or a human group, that's a variant of that mission. And then you become someone that is guiding and supporting that particular soul group learning. Or being a catalyst, a facilitator of awakening. This is a person who naturally amplifies awakening, but not always through teaching, but quite often from just the fact of the way their energy field is calibrated. So the ones of you who find that you tend to trigger people a lot, even if you don't say anything, that might be the mission of a catalyst, if this is the strongest resonance that you feel. So tune in, which of those are the ones that you resonate with the most? What do you feel the strongest about the resonance with that particular mission? How do you already express this mission? In your beliefs, in your personality, in your thoughts, in your feelings? What is your natural expression of that mission that you notice in your life? Good. Now take a deep breath and feel that vertical flow again. Think of three actions that you can take that would support you holding on to this experience of your importance and the mission you have on Earth. This is what you're meant to do. Something that is related to the way of bringing in your wisdom, your power, and resonating that onto this planet. This is the service. The personality then finds the way to do it, but this is the energy imprint of it, which is the activation of your soul lineage anchored on this planet at this time. So think of three things that you can do to imprint that. Something that you can do perhaps daily to remind yourself of your importance and of your soul mission this lifetime. Good. Take a deep breath. Come back to your body, your personality. Bring your energy bubble a little closer to you and feel how essential you are, how important your mission is. You are one representative of your soul lineage here on Earth right now, broadcasting back to your soul lineage this mission, this something that you are doing within this lifetime. Your experiences, your lessons, your learning, your wisdom, all of that is being broadcasted back to your soul group. And they are so grateful. Your soul family is so grateful for everything that you have shown to them, for all experiences you have had on Earth, positive or negative. Anything you have felt has enriched your soul group. Be love. Be free. Be God.